Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Hey, don't forget, three-course lunches from Friday to Sunday. Delicious at Paparazzi Restaurant. Check them out online, paparazzirestaurant.com.au, and book your table.
The Grammys may be postponed, but the Golden Globe Awards will still go ahead, although it will be a totally different awards ceremony this year with no audience and no red carpet. Only select members and presenters will be in the room under strict COVID protocols as the winners are announced at the Beverly Hilton on January 9th.
The official trailer for Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee Jones series is here. It's an eight-part limited series titled Pam and Tommy, follows the controversy surrounding their public relationship and the impact of that video.
Oh, that video.
Which video?
You know, that video.
Oh, that video. It stars Lily James, Sebastian Stan and Seth Rogen. Pam and Tommy premieres February 2 on Hulu.
Please welcome Pamela Anderson.
Did you know anything at all about Mr. Lee before you met him?
I knew he was the drummer for Motley Crue.
Did you find him attractive?
I like to smile.
This is so private. It's like we're seeing something we're not supposed to be seeing.
Nobody's ever getting rich off a celebrity sex tape.
What if we sold it someplace nobody could find us?
A website.
Pirated copies are spreading up all over the web.
You don't seem to understand what a big deal this is.
I'm on that tape just the same as you.
But this is worse for me.
Interesting. With the upcoming birthday of the late iconic actress Betty White, social media has gone wild with a birthday challenge to honour the avid animal activist. The hashtag Betty White Birthday Challenge encourages everyone to donate $5 to an animal shelter or a humane society to honour what would have been her 100th birthday on January 17th. Isn't that nice? So pass it on, donate $5 to a local rescue shelter. Might I suggest our own local canine rescue group?
Good suggestion.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Betty.
Artist Craig Ruddy, who won the Archibald Prize with his striking portrait of actor David Gulpilil, has sadly passed away. He was aged 53 after contracting COVID-19. He died on Tuesday at his home in Byron Bay with his partner by his side.
That's so sad. And if you loved Fraggle Rock in the 80s, then the reboot series is here. Only on Apple Plus. Get ready to dance your cares away down at Fraggle Rock when Back to the Rock premieres January 21.
Gobo. Huh? I want to show you something. Behold!
Kind of looks like a hole, but I'm going to assume it's more than that based on the way you set it up.
I thought you'd never ask!
Okay, it's a party down in Fraggle Rock today. Okay, and everyone's invited to that.
Gosh, that is catchy.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.